prepare ship for light speed.
No, light speed is too slow.
Light speed too slow?
Yes, we're going to have to go right to ludicrous speed.
Ludicrous speed? Sir, we've never gone that fast before. I don't know if the ship can take us.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
We are going straight to ludicrous speed, people. Straight there. We got a great show planned for you today. Welcome. This is the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 19.
Woo!
In what is hopefully going to be a long and drawn-out series. Of course, this is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. And I am your host, Aaron Roden.
Whoa, ass ahoy.
And, ass ahoy, indeed. We got a very special show planned for you today. Brand new best friend, Sean DeTore, is joining us today, smoking my electronic cigarettes as we speak. And, got a bunch of stuff to talk about. We've got a Air Raid headline, in the works here. And, so it'll be a lot of fun. Raid and I, we went to West Seattle last night. We went to the Evil Dead the Musical, which was fucking amazing. And I would tell anybody out there who's listening to this, that means all two of you, me, Sean, and maybe Raid. I guess I don't count. To go and see this show. And what was the theater? Doesn't matter. it's in West Seattle. It's near Sonic Boom up there, or Easy Street Records, whatever one is up there. So go check out that show. We're going to try to get the director of Evil Dead the Musical on the show to talk about it, and because it's way cool. And they actually had, like, the first three rows in here was, they called it the Splatter Zone, because it was like a GWAR concert almost, where they just like shoot blood up there onto everybody.
I've wanted to see that. I've heard about this. Yeah, the Evil Dead musical.
Yeah. It started in New York, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just like we don't know the name of the theater. I don't know where it originated, but it's here.
Oh, man.
Kind of like, you know, AIDS.
Yeah, kind of like AIDS.
Yeah, I don't know where that originated, really, but it's here, and it's here to stay.
Well, welcome, Sean DeTore. I actually have a little, I want to say, sound drop that I was gonna do to bring you on, but then I didn't do it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. This is Sean DeTore, the man with...
Just an average guy with exceptional hair.
So welcome.
Thanks
for coming on.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the invite, dude. This is super cool. You have a nice pad. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I had no expectations. So, I really, when I walked in, I was blown away. And your setup is cool, too. I really like your mic stand.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's reticulating.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. It's spring-loaded. I know that.
Okay, well, I'm going to start saying that's a reticulated microphone. And people will probably think I'm retarded or really smart.
Right. One of the two.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter which.
Either
you
one.
You don't care what side of the spectrum you're on.
You know, any attention is good attention.
That's what Lindsay Lohan has been raised to believe, I guess.
Yeah.
By the way, see, for our headline tonight, I chose something that wasn't Lindsay Lohan related, because a lot of times on this show, we either talk about poop or we talk about Lindsay Lohan.
Okay. What about Lindsay Lohan's poop? You ever talk about that?
No, we've never talked about that. I think she keeps that. That's a guarded secret. that's like locked in the vault of Lohan.
Okay.
I didn't know. But so Lindsay Lohan, you know, she went back to court, right?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and they the judge gave her kind of another ultimatum, right? He was...
Yeah, what did he say?
Either you keep clean this next time, or you're going back to the slammer or
to
something
jail.
Like
so,
that.
So,
but she's in the Betty Ford Clinic right now.
She's in rehab right now again,
right?
You know, I just think we need to stop paying attention. Like, who, oh, I think who so, actually, yeah. who cares? Yeah. I mean, you know, she was a cute childhood star, and she's, you know, sort of become a druggie and losing her looks, which that's fine. You know, it's more about personality than about looks, because looks.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that slutty ginger look, though.
You do?
Yeah.
You like
yeah.
the slutty ginger look? That's yeah. Simian Leather.
We've got a lot of slutty gingers walking around down in the neighborhood here.
Yeah, because you're near Aurora.
We are near Aurora.
The capital of slutty gingers.
We just lost like two listeners.
Well,
the only two that listen.
Those are probably the yeah. whores. You don't the whores. Need, you don't need whores listening.
Right, right.
Whores who drink Coors.
The Silver Bullets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our name for the whores, actually.
The Silver Bullets.
Yeah, because they're all really old. They're all in their 70s up here.
Yeah.
They're not classy like down at the base of the shaft of Capitol Hill down there.
Yeah, the base of the shaft of Capitol Hill. That was DJ No Name. DJ No Name. I loved that
moniker.
Guy.
Yeah,
yeah, I love that guy. I yeah. met him once when I was trying to win tickets for a perfect Circle show or a Tool show like 6 or 7 years ago. Uh-huh. Yeah, I totally.
Is he still on?
No, he's not. He's not. Like he. They canned him. I think they canned him, and then they brought him back for like a week or something.
That's right. They brought him back for like because he used to do the morning show with Jen White.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally. I used to listen to that all the time.
And, I did too. Yeah.
And then yeah, they canned him, and then Jen White went back to like doing like
her own midday.
Show.
I was actually working there when Jen White was there. And No Name was there, I think, for a little while, too. And then Timberlake. You remember Timberlake?
Right. Like yeah, he was kind of the engineer guy, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I loved...
Like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am an engineer. not a engineer of the choo-choos, but an engineer of the audio boards.
Now, when you went to school to become an engineer of the audio boards, did you think you were going to school to become an engineer of the choo-choos?
I'm really happy that we're using the word choo-choos to describe trains. Like, who has said choo-choo besides a 5-year-old these days? Or maybe a 10-year-old who's mildly retarded. Or just because they're 10 and they're a kid. No, but I actually went to school. I didn't believe I was going to school to learn about choo-choo trains.
Yeah.
But I actually
I'm a joke maker.
You gotta love drops.
Oh yeah,
especially
I love
when
them.
You get
I
them
love
in
them.
At the right moment.
Was that at the right moment?
Yeah.
That might have been. Yeah. Okay. We can cut that out.
No, don't cut it out. I don't want you to cut anything out of here. Like Dave Coulier might.
Like
say.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah.
Cut
like cousin Joey.
It out. Yep. That's exactly right.
Right.
By the way, not to get too far off of my schooling.
Yeah.
And about choo-choos and engineering. You know, Jodie Sweetin, who played Stephanie Tanner.
Yes.
How rude. That was her.
Right, right.
Her meth head.
She was a meth head for a little while, right?
Yes. I host trivia, and that was one of my questions. It was about celebrity children gone wrong, and one was about Jodie Sweetin and how she was a meth head.
Oh, my God. That's a great question.
Yeah. And by the way, she has a huge rack.
She gigantic. She was like she turned into Punky Brewster.
Yeah,
you remember Punky Brewster
oh,
when she grew
I
up?
Get her.
Holy crap!
Yeah, I'm sorry if you're
still
wife
hot.
Is offended.
Can no, not talk? At all.
Okay,
not at all. Don't pay attention to her.
Okay,
she's fine.
All right, I'm not paying attention to you, Maraid. Stop looking at me. So, I'm glad that you know that fact too.
Of course, of course. Yeah, but she went like she cleaned up and she found Jesus. Right?
That sucks.
Didn't she?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's too bad.
I was just throwing that out there. I don't know if this is true or not.
By the way, these fake cigarettes are awesome.
Aren't they great?
They're
you can
super...
smoke them inside.
I know. Didn't you say on the one podcast that you got kicked out of a bar or something because you were smoking these?
I did. And I kind of stretched the truth a little bit on that to make the story better.
Whatever you got to do.
But I did end up blowing the smoke into the face of the bartender, and she said, no, put that away. So I didn't get kicked out.
Oh, she said, put that away. So you
yeah,
could
yeah.
have. So you're a liar.
I'm a liar, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that I
yeah,
could be
that's
here
why
to
I
out
played...
you, liar.
Shit.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
You caught me.
So, back to your original question.
Right, right. So you went to school to become an audio engineer. Where did you go to school?
Actually, I went to Eastern.
You did?
Yeah. And oh, okay. I went there for actually TV and film production. And so it just so happens that part of TV and film production is working with, you know, TV cameras and an audio board.
Right, right.
Definitely a smaller audio board than kind of what I've been working with in the radio, but... it definitely helped me get a job in TV because I started working actually at Channel 6 in Spokane, KHQ.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alongside Shelley Monahan and Dave Cotton. And Shelley Monahan
moved to like either here to Seattle. Like she does – doesn't she do news for Seattle now?
I don't know. I Googled her. That sounds dirty. But I Googled the shit out of her the other night. Oh, my God. I never Googled so hard in my life.
You are one Latina Fantastica.
And so, but I don't know if she moved here to Seattle, but I'm going to have to Google her again.
Yeah, we're going to have to check that out. Maybe we can check it out right now.
She was actually a victim of Kevin Coe, the serial rapist in Spokane back in the 70s. If
what?
You didn't know this, there's this guy named Kevin Coe. And she was 20 when she got brutally – this is, like, totally horrible. She got brutally raped, like, hardcore, not even funny.
Oh, my God.
Like, rape is not funny in any capacity. But she got hardcore raped by this guy as she was leaving the television station she was working at when she was 20. She used to be known as Sunshine Shelley because she was the weather girl.
Uh-huh.
So she was leaving one night, and this guy – Kevin Coe totally attacked her and raped her, left her for dead in the parking lot.
Oh my God.
And
maybe that's why I recognize the name. Because I'm looking at pictures of her right now and she doesn't look familiar at all.
Yeah. And so when I was working with her, she was probably 40 and she totally acted. She had a 20-year-old kind of mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because, you know, if you get raped or abused, molested when you're younger, you kind of grow up and you have that same sort of mindset. So if you're abused when you're, you know, 10, you kind of grow up with a 10-year-old sort of headset, you know what I mean? Mind frame.
And so
she was really bubbly and fun and really, really nice and everything. But so Kevin Coe is still in jail. There's been pleas to try to get him out or he's been up for parole. There's actually his...
Why is there pleas to get him out of jail? He's the one that did it, right?
I actually may have been wrong by saying pleas to get him out. I think he's just been up for parole several
times. Okay.
And his mother, Kevin Coe's mother, actually hired a hitman to kill the lawyer of, like...
Whoa!
To kill some... I forget. It's like his mother and him were in cahoots and trying to do some shady, shady shit.
Oh, my God.
So, but I worked with this girl at KHQ, and so... But yeah, it was really fun working there at the news station. That was a little...
Well, see, where I thought you were going to go with this is you were going to accuse me of being a rapist, and I can promise you...
I'm so not a raper.
Well, you look like one.
I do. Yeah. Every morning I get up and I'm like, shit, I've got to get some plastic surgery.
I thought you were going to say every morning you get up and you're like, shit, I feel like raping someone, but I fucking can't. Because number one, I'm married.
Number two, she won't like it. Little rim shot there. So that's where you got your start. You went to school. You worked for a woman who got raped somehow, and then somehow you got to the point where you actually went to 107.7 The End here in Seattle, right?
Yeah. So did the Spokane thing. Worked morning news audio,
mm-hmm.
Live show. Did that whole thing, and then eventually I moved to England for 6 months. And hung out with all the blokes and all the birds, and then moved back to Seattle, and then eventually I got a job at The End where I was a street teamer, and then a month later, because I put resumes out everywhere, I got a job at KTTH, which is a station in the same building as Cairo. So I was working.
Wait, is that a radio station?
Yeah, KTTH, The Truth. It has like Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, okay. And Michael Medved and stuff. Is he on that?
Michael Medved. I see him in the hallways.
Right.
You know, I'm just bragging. So I was working at The End and at KTTH, and at KTTH I was working overnights, 10 to 5, 10 to 6 in the morning. And then I was also working middays, 1 to 4, actually on the Michael Medved show. And then I was working at the end doing street teamer stuff. And I was trying to get into radio.
Wow.
Over there. And I started running Loveline. I'm sure you're familiar with Loveline.
Yeah.
And so I was running the board from 10 to midnight.
Now, is this when, like, Adam Carolla was still on?
Yeah, it was Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
And Dr. Drew.
And then I think I was still there, because I was definitely there when Stryker came aboard. I didn't like
Stryker.
That guy seemed like a douchebag.
Not cool.
I've seen
not
pictures cool. of him.
Well, now, isn't he kind of the only one on there, too? Is even Dr. Drew still on that show?
I don't know. I haven't listened to that show for a while. Because I know Dr. Drew now has... Celebrity Rehab.
Right.
I've seen bits and pieces of that show, but
which apparently doesn't work very well.
Yeah, apparently. Has Lindsay Lohan been on that show, do you know?
Probably.
Shit.
I don't know why not.
I don't know. Don't rehabilitate celebrities. Just let them die.
maybe.
Wrong.
That's not very nice. It's not very nice, Sean DeTore.
Sorry. You're the one who's feeding me truth serum.
Yeah.
So what do you expect?
We got beers and whiskey here.
Which I really appreciate, by the way.
Hey, you're
this
welcome.
This is super cool.
You're
I
welcome.
Get fake cigarettes and real alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like a great trade-off.
Yeah. Well, I hope you brought some real cigarettes with you. Because
I did, actually. They're in my car.
Perfect.
They're in my car, so
that's
I don't
perfect.
Know. Are you actually...
Don't tell my wife.
I won't. I won't tell Mairead, who's sitting 5 feet from me.
Shit.
So, but I do have some if you would like.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, maybe during the first break. So let's get back to this because I've become quite the fan of you and your cohorts.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess the truth serum is kind of getting to my tongue right now. So from let's see, the 107.7 days and the KTTH days. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, yeah. So then after KTTH days, then I moved on and finally got a job at Cairo, which is in the same building.
Right.
And so I was working weekends, 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually got a midday shift. I had to quit the end because it was a conflict of interest with working at Cairo
Why would that be a conflict of interest?
Well,
just two different compete. They're owned by two different conglomerates whatever.
Entercom used to own Cairo and in KTTH and now ESPN.
Right.
Entercom still owns KISW and the End and the Mountain and the Wolf. And so when we became Bonneville, that's when I had to kind of choose sides.
Right.
The light side or the dark side. And so I chose wisely because eventually, you know, TBTL came along.
Right.
You know, and so I gave up the End and, you know, continued working middays. And I was working with Sports Talk with New York Vinny because he was on from 7 to 9.
I remember him. What happened to him?
He got canned.
He did?
Yeah, he got canned.
He was loved, man.
He was really loved. It was really cool working with him.
Yeah.
He would sometimes pull me on air. And I remember one time we talked about paint for like 10 minutes. We talked about, because I'm not a sports guy.
Right.
And I think he would sometimes try to talk to me about sportsy things. But for some reason, we started talking about paint. And it was
latex versus oil-based.
Yeah. You know? And it was a great conversation. But
eggshell versus satin
finish. You know, there's so many colors.
I know.
I would love to be a paint color namer.
That would be a great job,
right?
By the way, because we, you know, in painting our place here, we had our choice of all sorts of different shit. That wall right there is cherry chocolate, I believe.
It looks yummy.
It does, doesn't it? It makes you hungry.
I'm very hungry.
And this is like, I don't know, Arab sand or something. That was racist.
Yeah,
that was a little racist.
You're a rapist and you're racist. You're the racist rapist.
And not only that...
Because you're ugly and retarded.
I'm also ugly and retarded. And now I'm making fun of the retarded community, too.
Well,
which is
you
just
lost
awesome.
Your other half a listener.
Right, you.
And so you guys painted your apartment here yourselves?
And see, this is the thing that happens when the Roden family paints something, is that we go to the hardware store,
okay. And
we see a color that may or may not look good, and we say, that's it. That's what we're doing. And so we buy 5 cans of it.
Yes.
And we bring it home and we start painting the wall and then it looks like shit. And so we go back to the hardware store, already having five cans of shit paint with us. Put that on the free rack.
They have a free rack?
Well, they have a like a discount rack. You don't get money back for that.
Okay.
So you, yeah.
So you buy paint, and then so if it sucks, you have to, you bring it back.
You bring it back. You give it to them for free, and then they sell it for a discounted price.
You know, the best discount racks are on Aurora. Her name is Lulu. Her rack is so discounted.
That is a good one. Where's my rim shot for that?
Too bad I stumbled on the name. I was gonna Lulu. Say, I was gonna say Ginger.
But I know her. She's my neighbor. No.
So,
but yeah, and then
no
so
more shit paint.
No more shit paint. Yeah, I mean, but we went through maybe like five or six different colors. Trying to paint this place.
Yeah.
And it was like every time you just like, no, I don't want to mess with it. So I'm just going to get all of the paint now because I don't want to drive back here.
Yeah.
And then it turns out just looking like crap.
It looks good. You guys did a good job.
Well, yeah, because this is the sixth time that it's been. We finally found it. But maybe not sixth time, but, you know, we did it a couple times. Yeah. Yeah,
and is that wall, is that Asian sand? What did you say?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even want to repeat it.
Is that yellow? Seriously, it's like is that the same color as this?
Yeah, it's like desert sand or okay. Something like that. Yeah.
No, I like
yeah.
it. I like
you gonna, it. You going to paint your apartment this color?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. So, okay. So you're working at Cairo. Mm-hmm. And then this idea comes forth. Who kind of started the whole TBTL thing?
It was
how did that come about?
It was the brainchild of Jen and Luke. And
okay.
For those who don't know, Jen was the producer, longtime producer. Because we were on air, then we got canned. Now we're a podcast, and so Luke's the host. I was the engineer, and so.
Did you know these people before? I mean, you must know Jen because she worked at the station.
Yeah.
Before, right?
I did. I knew Jen because she was producing for the Ron and Don show,
okay,
which is still on air, and that's actually the show that I work for now.
Right.
I'm running audio for the Ron and Don show, and then now Northwest Nights with Frank Shires, who took over the slot of TBTL. We won't talk about that.
Yeah.
And
and he's pretty right-wing, isn't he?
I don't know.
He, like, fills in for Dory Monson sometimes. You don't even pay attention.
I don't.
Just, like, sitting behind the board just going, yep, that needs a little louder.
Yeah, seriously, even with Ron and Don, and that's more audio intensive, but with Frank, yeah, you know, the breaks are definitely set, and I work on my own things, like if I'm going to do something for the mixtape, or if I'm going to do something for trivia, or if I'm just fucking listening to music in queue, you know, yeah, so I don't pay attention. He's a great guy, he's a nice guy, but it's a boring show, but he totally gives me props. He pulls me on the air, and he plugs mixtape every once in a while, and I totally appreciate that, but so it's nothing against him. I'm not a politics guy.
Right. So, and that's what his
that's
show's
what he
kind
is
about.
Doing. Yeah, so, yeah. But yeah, I knew Jen because she was producing Ron and Don, and Luke and Jen go back. They were childhood friends, and so she actually wanted me to be the engineer for the show. She was like, "If we're going to do a show, I want Sean to be a part of it. Like,
that's
not
awesome.
A part of the show, but to run the sound."
Right.
And so then I just so happened to be there already. So they came in at 7 to 10. I was already there, so it was just perfect. And then it just so happened that, you know, one of the first times I think I was on the air was when Luke was talking about how to make it in Seattle on the cheap or something. And I talked about how I would go to the University of Washington because they would do experiments on you for money. You could make money.
You've done that?
Yeah, at the back of The Stranger. I don't know if they do it anymore, but
I think they still do that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So if you go to the very back page of The Stranger,
right.
It'd be like, UW, we're looking for individuals this age. And I was talked about putting an apparatus on my junk and watching porn, and they monitored.
Oh, yeah, I like this idea. Yeah.
They monitored my arousal level from another room.
Really?
They fucking did. And I was watching it first.
So did you have like diodes on your junk or something? What?
Yeah. They put it
really?
In. They gave me an apparatus.
And then you couldn't touch it.
I couldn't touch it.
Oh,
so
that
I was
sucks.
Just I was sitting there. At first I was watching birds flying around.
Right.
And I was like, shit, if I get a fucking boner watching birds, that is fucked up. And so I didn't get a boner. I kind of tried not to, even though those birds were hot.
Right. Right. Good looking birds, huge breasts.
Dude, you're telling me. You seen those birds too?
Mm-hmm,
you know what birds I'm talking about.
Yeah, they land on this telephone wire outside our window here all the time.
Okay, so
this is my this is where we do our dinners, and it's also where we do our podcasts. It's also my masturbatorium.
So. Masturbatorium.
Yeah.
Is that a word you made up? Because that's a good one.
I've heard it before. I didn't make it up. I can't claim that one.
Okay.
But some friends of mine used to call his basement the masturbatorium.
Did you ever go down to that basement after he called it that?
That's where we would play Dungeons and Dragons, yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes total sense.
Hey, guys, you want to roll that 12-sided die and stroke off?
Right.
Okay, let's stroke off.
Not together. Come on. We're not gross here. We're not pervies.
Okay.
Shit.
I'm sorry, dude.
You are a guest in my house.
Stop giving me truth serum. Which you need another refill
of
truth serum.
Why don't you pass that over here?
Pass along that bottle. So, what were we talking about? So, yeah.
We're talking about TBTL, the origins of TBTL.
And so I was talking about my junk. That was the first time was the first time I was on the air. And so after a while, they just sort of, you know, brought me in as part of the show. And I was so appreciative, dude, and still am. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's really taken off. It, like you said, it did get canceled after, what, about a year?
About a year and 8 months, almost 2 years.
Right, because I think I started listening to it because I was big, I still am, a big Dave Ross fan. I listen to Dave Ross every day.
So you must love that Luke is on with him now.
I do. I think they really play off each other really well. I can't say the same for what they're doing with like the Dori Monson show.
And Jessica Gottesman, the news girl, the news anchor that's on with him.
Well,
sometimes?
He's had some other guy on there. And I normally don't actually listen to the Dori Monson show because he just gets me angry. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I was wondering about that too. I did want to ask you about that because with the success of TBTL and with the success of like a lot of other podcasts around, most of them actually have two people, right? Mm-hmm. That are kind of riffing off of each other.
Yeah.
And that's what we kind of try to do here too, is like have guests. It's, you know, very guest centric.
Yeah.
And you kind of riff off of each other. And it's kind of seems like Cairo is trying to bank on that a little bit. Like the success of TBTL and maybe, you know, other podcasts by bringing in a second host?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to what their kind of, what their plan is.
Because you own the radio station, right? You should know this.
Yeah, you're right. give me some more truth serum and I will tell you everything you want to know.
You're actually made up of a bunch of Freemasons. You know, you hold the keys to like every U.S. history secret.
I totally do. I totally do. I can't believe I'm telling you and your listeners this right now. You've got me under your spell, Aaron.
I put Rohypnol in the whiskey.
Holy shit. I'm getting dizzy. No, I don't know. But that's a really interesting point, though, that you bring up, because that totally makes sense. I mean, but even radio shows, you know, on-air radio shows now have lots of people. You know, like the men's room on KISW has like four or five guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you've never listened.
I've never heard that
I've
one.
Never really heard it either, but I know. but I know what it's about.
Right.
And, but no, you bring up an interesting point. So I wonder if Cairo is trying to do that because Dave and Luke, Dori, and sometimes the very fine Jessica Gottesman, mm-hmm. or this dude that you speak of.
Yeah.
And then at night you've got Frank Shires, who's solo, but for the past month or so, they've brought in John Curley. You remember from Northwest?
Right, yeah.
Good Evening Magazine.
Evening Magazine, yeah.
So John Curley is on with Jody, who used to be on with Andy Savage at the end. Jody Brothers. Do you remember Andy Savage back in the 90s and Jody? Andy and Jody and Steve the Producer?
I remember Steve the Producer.
They had a morning show in the end.
Andy Savage.
Yeah. He was like a licensed reverend. He would marry people as a bit. Like he would marry people in giant groups.
That sounds really, really familiar. That name is very familiar. I don't know if I've heard it.
They have a great bit, Andy Savage and Jody, when they were on the end.
Mm-hmm.
They call up this, caulk. CAULK that you caulk.
Right.
They have a great bit where they called up this, you know, hardware store that they said that they bought this caulk from. And they were like, my husband has all this caulk in his mouth. And it was just like a 5-minute bit of like, you know, Andy being like, I got all this caulk in my mouth and I can't get it out. And she's like, have you ever had caulk in your mouth? And it's just like, you should Google that or YouTube it. It's a funny bit. And I told Jody, I was like, dude, I heard that bit. And she's like, you can totally use it. So I'm going to use that bit at some point. So I pass that along to you.
So you're letting me use
it
also?
I'm letting you use the bit from me, from them.
Okay, great.
They gave me permission to use it.
I knew it was a fucking great idea to have you on.
So, yeah, you're welcome. But I just have to get around to doing it. That's the thing. You can have ideas, but if you don't act on the idea,
that's kind of what gets in my way a lot of the times too, is just laziness.
Yeah.
In everything, every aspect of my life. It's like, well, I could go outside. I could walk downstairs and get the mail. But Oprah's on.
And then I don't have to leave the couch.
Yeah. It's like, well, she's a VIP of life. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm making the weighing, you know, the two hands weighing.
You are making that thing, right now. Yeah, you're doing it.
You can't tell.
No, I can't.
You're listening to it.
I can.
I was talking to the listeners.
Oh.
Anyway. But, okay. So
what are you going to do when Oprah leaves the airwaves, dude? You know she's just got a year left.
I'm going to fucking rejoice, actually.
Really? And then you're going to go get
the mail. I'm going to be like,
I've got a year's worth of mail that I can spend.
It's been 5 years I haven't seen the mail since. Yeah, we're probably got all sorts of bills that we need to pay.
Yeah, I'm surprised you're still here.
Well, with the state of the economy.
Yes, exactly. You know, with the state of the economy.
Yeah, you know, Bank of America has stopped doing foreclosures, so.
You know, I hate APRs. 10%? Screw it.
Let's talk about that a little bit.
Let's do it.
No, let's not.
Okay,
let's
fuck that.
Yeah. Actually, let's go to our first musical break here. Okay. We are going to hear a great band.
That was very triumphant.
Yeah.
We are going to hear.
I'm going to cut that all out.
You're going to cut out like everything up
I know,
until the music
yeah,
break.
Yeah, yeah, it's just going to be two songs. The whole show, the whole episode is going to be two songs. Me introducing you, Sean DeTore.
And then music.
Yeah, just so I can ride your coattails a little bit. Two songs.
I brought two coats, so I got one for you, one for Moraine.
That's great.
But you have some really nice coats I've seen, so I would love to ride your coattails.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I like your pink number. It's nice.
The pink one with the pinstripes?
No, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. It's got a vomit stain on one side, the blood stain on the other.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
We're going to hear, this is Surfer Blood, this is Floating Vibes, and we will be back in a moment with Sean DeTore. Sean DeTore, master and commander of TBTL and the Mixtape Podcast, and also Snooze Junction. What's the quiz night?
Trivia.
Trivia. Damn it.
It's a really simple six-letter word. Trivia.
Well, like I said earlier, I am...
Because you're ugly and retarded.
Yes. And once again, I've offended the retarded sector of our listener base.
Have you not offended the uglies?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. They're hard to offend.
They are. Yeah. They're just ugly.
Take it. Yeah. So when we left, we were talking about how kind of TBTL got started a little bit and how you kind of got involved with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after about a year, like we said, TBTL got canceled.
Right.
Which I, you know, personally, I think it was a good thing. Because once you guys went over to the podcast, you could actually swear.
Yeah.
One.
Which is always a bonus.
You could play music.
Yes.
Too. And it kind of gave you guys a little bit more freedom. I mean, of course, you're not getting paid for doing it anymore.
But. Right. Well, you know, yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, you're right. I'm not getting paid for doing it. But I still have a full-time job at Cairo, which is beneficial. Right. Totally beneficial.
Yeah. And then did Jen Andrews, the producer, did she get fired after that too, or did she just decide to leave?
You know, it's just when the show leaves, kind of like everybody leaves. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if she got an offer to do something else, but I think she was kind of done. And so, because she's been on the road for like the past year with her husband, just traveling the United States,
right?
Which I think is so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And so, yeah, once the show was done, they were done, and then they brought in Frank. But then, luckily, you know, the thing about being a board op is that even if a show leaves, I still get to stay.
Right.
You know, which is kind of like, so long, dudes. I still got a job.
Hey, been nice knowing you.
Yeah, I'm going to make money.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that whole thing.
Right. So, but it really has, once it kind of went to the podcast format, you guys really started to take off. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you do damn well on iTunes, you know, with your downloads every month. And
yeah, it blows me away, dude. Like, you know, Luke was saying that we get like a million downloads a month or something. Mm. And I'm just like, really?
That's amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. And
that's really amazing. And that's not counting all the people like me who don't get it from iTunes. And we get it from your actual, like, RSS feed and, you know.
And so you don't have to download it.
Right. I download it to my phone.
That's right, you do.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
Yes, sir. I want to see you download that shit right now in front of me.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, no, it's true because, like, even with, you can totally just go to the website and listen.
Right.
Like on the website. Right. So it blows me away that so many people download it. And I'm not very educated with iTunes. I've been on iTunes for like the past 8 months or something. But I know you can just have it automatically download, right, to your iPod or computer or something.
And we're still trying to work with iTunes, trying to get our show up there. And, we're still having, it's been, 7 months now?
And nothing?
And just nothing. Nothing.
And so you've been in contact, and have you gotten emails back?
Well, this is and I hate, because this is why I think that they're not putting us up on iTunes, is because we keep on talking about it. It's, you know, big conspiracy theory, you know, with airraid.net and iTunes.
Right.
Because we're so important.
Yeah. No, you are.
But you know, dealing with the people at iTunes has been not fun. Not fun at all.
That sucks. I would think iTunes is so expansive. It's just like, put the show up. Like, what is it going to take away from iTunes if they put you up there or any other podcast?
It's this is the thing. It took us 1 week to get up on to Zune Marketplace.
Awesome.
It took us a day to get up on Stitcher.
Nice.
Which was amazing. The people at Stitcher, remember, you guys can go to Stitcher. You can find our show. You can find the mixtape, right?
Got up on Stitcher, too. Yeah. They are super
They are awesome. Awesome.
I have had trouble, though, trying to load their site. I have had trouble trying to load their site. And so I don't know. If you go to Stitcher.com, is it like that? Can you get there? Because
I haven't tried to do it. I have the app on my phone.
Okay, so that works totally good.
Yeah, the app works great. You kind of have to be in a pretty good, you know, either using Wi-Fi or, you know, staying in one spot to listen to it. But it's like Pandora Radio, you know, for podcasts.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That's cool. And I don't have a smartphone, so I'll never be able to use it. As you can see, I have an old Nokia. I play Pong on this. It still has.
Do you have Tetris?
Actually, no. I do have Pac-Man.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I didn't.
At least you got that.
I didn't download Pac-Man. I just play the free sample for 30 seconds.
Right.
That's
right.
All I do.
Because it costs you like $50 if you connect to the internet on that.
Yeah, phone. Something yeah. like that.
Right.
And by the way, we just had real cigarettes, so
yeah.
I don't know if I can even touch this again.
Oh, you can.
Can I?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, that's good.
Isn't it? Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just blow that vegetable vapor all over my microphone there. So, God, what were we talking about? Okay, so once you guys went to the podcast format, you know, things started to take off.
Yeah.
You've done well in iTunes. And you've started to do these live shows. And we went to one of the more recent ones, I guess, here in Seattle at the Columbia City Theater. Mm-hmm. Down in Columbia City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for coming. That
it was great.
It was a fun couple of nights.
Yeah, we went to the first night. You guys had Sir Mix-a-Lot on there, and God, who else did you
have? Was it Rachel Flotard?
Rachel Flotard was there, and
Was it Blue Scholars there that night?
Or? No. Uh-uh.
I don't remember who was there.
It was the guy from The Long Winters.
Okay, John...
Roderick.
John Roderick.
Yeah. Who's great, man.
Yeah.
That guy is so comfortable on stage and talking to you guys. It was a lot of fun to watch. And you had packed house.
Dude,
I think
know.
It was a sold-out show.
It was sold out on Friday,
yeah.
And then Saturday was almost sold out.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Very well produced. And I wanted to ask you, like, how does it feel... You know, because, you know, doing a podcast, you hear about, we've got, you know, like I was telling you earlier, we've got a small group of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You've got tens, we've got 0.5s.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it doesn't seem real until you do one of these live shows. How did that feel once you guys started doing these live shows?
Well, for number one, it felt real. Like, seriously, yeah. It's kind of amazing when you do one of these live events, even one of our first events, when you just get a few people to come out. It's really, really mind-blowing.
What was the first live show that you guys did? Was that in New York?
The first live show, I believe it was in New York, which was so, so fun. And actually, our very first event that we announced was like... After the first show, or no, after the, it was like me, Luke, Jen's husband, a couple of their friends, and we went to like Bandit's Bar in Lower Queen Anne, and it was just us.
It was just, it was just you guys.
Yeah, but then we had another event at the Sunset before they tore it down, and we had a good like handful of people that came out.
Uh-huh.
And it just blows my mind that all these people listen and they know us. Because then, you know, I don't know you guys, but some people that I see regularly at events or even at trivia that come out, tens that come out, I get to know you guys, and it's totally cool. It's totally like everyone that listens is like, they're good people,
right?
You know,
right.
And it's totally amazing, and I really appreciate it. And I'm really looking forward to the next event. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm really excited, and I'm glad that people are excited about this thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
It is. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. What you do,
Luke and Jen, they put all this stuff together. I can't even imagine what Luke specifically puts in so much effort and work into these things. It's like
It sounds like it too.
I can't imagine his life. Like I talk to him, and we talk frequently.
Uh-huh.
You know, obviously, and yeah, he. I'm surprised he's not dead. You know, because he's such a hard worker, man.
Well, I mean, just watching, like, I didn't know what to expect when we went to the live show at Columbia City.
Yeah.
And just seeing the production that went into that. I mean, you guys had the, you know, the projector up there and everything.
Yeah.
You had all the sound drops.
Yeah.
You know, DI'd into the main, you know, the PA and everything like that. And I mean, it was just amazing. We had a great time, and it was very, very impressive. Like, I mean, you know, realistically, I expected to see just you guys up there, you know, maybe
just sitting behind a table or something.
Right. Sitting behind a table and drinking tall boys of PBR.
Yeah.
And
well, we did that before the show.
Right. The only thing that I was right on is that you did have tall boys of PBR. But
yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of production that went into that.
Yeah.
And very, very impressive. So what, I mean, it's gotta be a little bit surreal too to meet these people that you guys have as guests, mm-hmm. especially onto these live shows. Like, I mean, you had Sir Mix-a-Lot on there, and Blue Scholars, and they did some crazy shit. Like one of them was in New York, and they still did the kind of a live set.
Yeah, one of them was in New York, and then we had the other guy at the Columbia City Theater, and so there was a. They rapped. They did a song. I think Luke played it off of his iPod or computer, and it was played throughout the house. But then the dude in New York and the dude here at Columbia City were totally in sync and singing. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was cool.
How do you even pull that shit off? How do you do that?
Magic.
Oh, it's and miracles.
Magic
right?
and miracles.
It's like fucking magnets.
How do they work? I don't know.
Totally. So is it a little surreal getting to like meet these people though?
You know, yeah. I mean, some of the people I'm not too familiar with, maybe mm-hmm. as much as Luke, like John Roderick of the Long Winters. I don't really know them. Rachel Flotard, I don't really know. But some of the people, definitely, like Rob Corddry, when we were in L.A., I don't really know who he is, but I know he's a comedian. And when I realized after the fact that he was in, like, Hot Tub Time Machine. And he was on, like, you know, John Stewart show. What is that? The Daily Show. Realizing that, I'm like, because I found out shortly before I met him actually, and I was like, then I didn't know what to say to him. Like, you know,
right? Then you got nervous.
Then I got nervous. Yeah. I was like, oh hi, how's it going? But
it's like you started out having like a conversation about philosophy with him, and then all of a sudden you figured out who he actually was. And
that's all I do.
You're like, so boxers or briefs.
That's all I do is talk about philosophy. Seriously, I'm surprised we haven't delved into that. I mean, we talked about, you know, APRs before.
Right.
I'd really like to talk about philosophy.
Well, we'll have to hit on that on part two, maybe, you know, with Sean Torrey.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd love to come back. This is really fun.
Well,
next time I'll bring gifts. Maybe the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, you said you were gonna try to bring me some sound drop of the Dazed and Confused.
Yeah. Can you YouTube? I don't even know if you can do that.
I can't do the YouTube thing on here.
Well, because I wanted to bring you. There's that scene in Dazed and Confused where Parker Posey is being like air raid bitches, and she's trying to get all the freshmen down on the ground. And
I know,
air raid would be perfect for this show. And I totally forgot to look for it and bring it. You should look into that.
No, and see, I didn't even think about that. And when you mentioned it, when we were kind of, before we started the show, like, I was like, oh my God, dude, that's right. That would be awesome. So I'm going to have to.
But I did give you a TBTL sticker.
Yes.
And two cigarettes.
I have my sticker and two ciggies.
We had cigarettes outside.
Yeah, and we talked about a little bit about vaginas.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Come on.
Our favorite types.
Our favorite types.
I'll cut that out.
Okay, Joey.
Yeah.
From Full House.
Cousin Joey. Yeah. Uncle Joey.
Is it uncle or cousin?
I think it's Uncle Joey.
It's all
incestual. To the girls.
To the girls, it's uncle. Oh, yeah. Uncle Joey. Joey.
By the way, we talked about... Okay, so we talked about the girl that turned meth head.
Jody Sweetin. Come on, respect. Jody Sweetin.
Sorry. Whatever happened to... What was her name? Cameron...
It
wasn't Kirk Cameron.
It was his sister, Candace Cameron.
That's his sister?
Candace Cameron.
No way.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, Kirk Cameron, who's now into the Lord.
Right.
And
very much so.
Very much.
With the Left Behind series of movies.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Candace Cameron is his sister.
No shit.
Yeah, huh. I shit you not.
I guess that makes sense because both of their last names are the same.
And by the way, how can you get away with a character named Boner? On Growing Pains, which Kirk Cameron
was on. Oh,
my
God.
How do you get away with a character named Boner? I was probably 12, 13. I don't know when that show was on. It was in the late 80s, early 90s, right?
Right. Well, it was, I think it was like mid 80s to late 80s was when it was on,
Boner. And I think I knew what a boner was then.
Oh, yeah.
I got them frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
I was like at the point of your life that you were just like, oh, I've got a funny, sidekick in my pants right now.
Dude, I don't know if we want to get into this, but how weird is it to discover boners when you're younger?
It's very weird.
Right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, right when they happen.
And what to do with them.
No, exactly. See, that's where I was going to go with it.
Okay, go.
Yeah, yeah. Go. I mean, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, what you can do. Because I remember being a little kid and just being like, I don't know, you know, I feel like I have to do something with this.
Why is something just popped up?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then you have no idea what to do. And then in some health class in like fifth grade or fourth grade, you learn about masturbation. And you're like,
that's done. It's like playing like The Legend of Zelda and finally getting the key you need to unlock that one door so you can beat Ganon.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like pressing B really hard for a while.
Yeah. Pressing B. Sometimes.
You're using the same muscles.
Yeah. Sometimes you press B really slow, and sometimes you press B harder and harder and harder.
I don't think back then there was anything slow about it.
No.
No.
God, I remember humping things you shouldn't hump, like couches and, you know, stuffed animals.
Oh boy!
Seriously.
Oh boy!
Seriously, this truth serum.
Woo!
What was that drop?
That was a woo.
Do it again.
Woo!
Okay, that was impressive.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I can't believe this.
Oh, this is turning out to be just such a good show.
No, this is awesome. This is so cool.
So let's go back to these live shows that you've done with TBTL just for a second.
Sure.
And one that I really struck a chord with me is I quote unquote downloaded the show onto my phone, the live LA show.
Okay, cool.
And you guys had some people on there. You had Mark Maron.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm a huge fan of his podcast. Have you ever listened to that podcast, WTF?
I've listened to like one or two episodes a long time ago,
right.
So I don't really know him.
His podcast is like one of the most popular on iTunes. I mean, that must mean if you guys are getting a million downloads.
He's getting like a million and one.
Right. A million point five. Mm-hmm.
Let's be real.
No, he must be getting like 4 million, 5 million.
I can't even.
Something like that.
What about Adam Carolla though? He's pretty popular.
Oh yeah, he's one of the top two. I think he's like number one.
Yeah, because it's like Adam Carolla, This American Life,
right?
And
right.
then maybe I guess
and then
Mark
WTF.
Mayer. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But I mean, you guys scored him on that show.
We also scored with him too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good.
I fucked
like you fucked him, and then you got an eight ball off of him.
Yeah, totally.
You stole it out of his. Like
I'm so not a raper.
and then Rob Corddry comes on, and Rob Corddry is drunk as shit.
He is, and I met him when he was sober, like 2 hours or an hour and a half before.
So what was that like sitting up there and realizing that this guy is really wasted, and he's not acting like he's wasted. He's wasted.
Right. You know, because it was a thing, you know, because Luke was going to interview him. And I don't know the dude, so I wasn't going to chime in. So I was just sitting there, and Jen actually took over the interview. And you know, how's your fake cigarette? Is that okay?
I think it didn't break. It didn't break.
Okay,
so
that's good.
It's good.
But it was fun. It was just really fun sitting up there with this guy that was wasted and being really honest about seeing a therapist. And whatever he was talking about, and Jen, they were talking about Hot Tub Time Machine and how Rob was like, that's a shit movie. And Jen was like, actually, I thought this and that, like it was really heartwarming and this and that.
And he said something like, you're reading way too far into this.
Yeah, and then Jen was like, you know, well, maybe you should rewatch it. I think Jen handled it so great. And I love it. You know, when you get people that are really, really, you know, you just get people in their most vulnerable state. Sometimes it can be shit. Sometimes it can be absolute shit. You know, and just embarrassing for everyone. But sometimes it can just be entertaining. And it was just really fun and entertaining to be up there with him.
Knowing. It was really fun to listen to, too. But I was like, I found myself, like, when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, my God. You know, like, you know, really.
Sorry, I have a hole in my lip. I just spit out some truth serum. I'm catching on to you. I know what you're about.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I put some Rohypnol in there. So
well, it's starting
prepared to get raped. See, that's when rape is funny. Yeah. That's when rape is funny.
Yeah, rape is funny between two men.
Between two dudes who are not actually rapers.
I'm so not a raper.
I am. I'm raping everyone's mind right now.
You pretty much are.
You don't want to hear this, but you fucking are.
Yeah, and I'm going to go there. I'm going to say that I just got skull fucked by Sean DeTore.
Yeah, literally, outside when we were smoking. Sorry, Marie. It was good, though.
But yeah, when I was listening to that episode, I was just like, it was almost like cringe inducing a little bit, because once you figured out that, oh my God, he really is just fucking wasted.
Yeah.
And you can't see the looks on your faces, you know, as you're up on stage or anything like that, listening to it on, you know, quote unquote, imaginary radio.
Yeah. So, you know? So how was it then as a listener? Cause
it was really good. Yeah. I mean, it was a great show. It's just when Rob Corddry got up there, I didn't know what to feel about
and
it.
Specifically.
You know?
So you were kind of put off a little bit, but also entertained.
Well, I was still entertained by it, because like I love seeing people squirm.
Yeah,
you know, but like,
or
just
imagining they squirm.
Imagining, it's like, yeah, yeah. I had you specifically were in my mind, just going like, ooh.
I wish I was doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Shut your mouth! Don't say that. You know, but no, it was very, very entertaining, and I mean, you know, listening to you guys kind of evolve too has just been a real treat. And so you do this mixtape podcast that's up on mynorthwest.com, right?
Yes, mynorthwest.com/mixtape.
Yeah, and it's Sean DeTore's mixtape on iTunes, right?
Yeah.
I think it is.
If you look up Sean DeTore mixtape, it'll pop up.
Okay, cool. And that's a really good one too. You just had the Glass Notes on.
Yeah,
for your latest episode. That was a great
good.
Episode.
Super yeah. good. Thank yeah. you. I love that band.
Yeah. And where do you guys do, because you have a lot of live bands come on that show, mm-hmm. on your show, and where do you do it in the studio?
Do you
have like a specific room where live bands can fit in there?
You know, for the Glass Notes, there's the ESPN studio where they do other live work, and then they have an auxiliary studio next to it where during the day interns work and people just kind of gather sound and do editing and stuff. So for them, I had the Glass Notes in that studio, and it was just, you know, four mics, two mics for the one for the guitar, one for the bass, and then one for Rob's vocals, and then I had mine. And so it was real simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a real simple setup. But if I have like a full, if I want to have like a full band in, like, excuse me, I just had to burp out some truth serum. If I have like a full band in, like I had Brent Amaker and the Rodeo, who are from Seattle.
That was a really good show too.
You heard that one?
Yeah.
Thank you, man. They're good.
They're really good.
They're good.
Yeah.
But for like, if I want to have a full band in, I'll have people in on like a Saturday, and then we go downstairs. Because during the week, it's impossible. We're going to disturb everyone that works downstairs. So
yeah,
I have people come in on like Saturday, and then I have Paul, who's an engineer at Cairo, and he comes in pro bono or pro boner. He comes in and he helps me out, and he sets everything up. He sets up all the equipment. He mixes the music. He works with the artists, and it's totally, totally great. By the way, I want to have the Yuzhin. I know you said you just broke up. Can we talk about that?
Yeah. We can talk about that.
I really like the Yuzhin, and that's how we first came in contact, was because I played a couple of songs by you guys on the Mixtape podcast because I was doing an episode on like local bands.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember how I found out about you guys, but I stumbled upon you guys.
I think I just sent you something.
I think you might have.
Yeah.
Just sent me something.
I just sent you. I just sent you a couple songs.
Yeah.
And I think I put in there too. I was like, "Hey, just take a listen. You know, if you like it, just
yeah."
You know,
and if you don't, fuck off. And I thought that was really rude, asshole. You didn't.
That's why you wanted to come here, just to call me an asshole, huh?
And I did it. So can I go? Shit.
Okay, Raid, get the key for the shackles. We can untie him now.
Yeah. But no. Do you do any solo stuff? Because I really like the songs that I've heard from the Yuzhin.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do. That's why I fucking
I do. You know, I wrote a lot of the songs for the Yuzhin and stuff, and I think I'm gonna kind of try to get back into the solo musician mode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying it right here. I'd like to have you on the mixtape.
Excellent.
I would love to have you as a musical guest, because I think that would be fun.
I would love it.
A regular guest.
I would love it. Let's do regular musical guest. Let's like every week. I'll be your musical guest.
You could be like the in studio, like, you know, the Roots are Jimmy Fallon.
Right, right. I'll just play you on.
That's actually kind of really awesome. Let me think about that, because like that would be really cool. But I would seriously, I would love to have you on.
Oh yeah, I would. I would love to be on
and play some music
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, totally, totally. Okay. I'd do it.
Okay, good.
Definitely.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, and you can't see this right now, but he's actually looking me right in the eye.
I am
when he says this,
and I'm touching your dick.
He's not lying. No. Okay, so this is pretty funny. In the last episode, we mentioned, you know, we
of
did
which
the
show of what show
of Air Raid.
Okay.
Of my show. Okay. This is what is important right now.
You're right.
God. But we did a bumper for the next episode, you know, episode 19, which we're recording right now. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, Sean DeTore's coming on. And our guest, our lesbi friend, Krista, was like, whoa, how'd you score that? And I was like, a little bit of dick sucking. You know? Yeah.
And so since she's a lesbian, did she appreciate that
humor? Oh, yeah. Yeah. She loves it. She calls us breeders all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you lose your train of thought?
I forgot what
we were talking about.
I totally did too.
We went from I want you on my show to now what's important is I'm on your show.
Yeah, yeah.
To lesbians and then to dick sucking and to breeding.
Let's see. What else do I have down here? So, I totally lost it.
It's cool. We're not going to totally cut this out. I'm going to talk you, until you come up with something to fucking talk
keep
about.
Keep talking then.
All right. So,
where are you going?
I got some jokes.
Oh, you got some jokes for us. Yeah. Okay.
I have,
and this is kind of a staple on TBTL that you do on TBTL too. Oh, did you prepare any of these or what?
Well, I have a couple that I've probably already told on TBTL, but I just think they're really funny.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, I think traffic must have the lowest of low self-esteem, because whenever you hear anyone talk about traffic, traffic is always ugly, hard to get through, thickening up. It's horrible. And also, by the way, this sucks. I lost my smoking jacket just the other day to cancer. And, you know, that really breaks me up inside.
I'm a joke maker.
You just lost your smoking jacket to cancer. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I had a TBTLer email me, and what he said was, and I didn't know how to take this. I wish I had it here in front of me.
Uh-huh.
He said, hey, do you have any more of those jokes? I just told the smoking jacket joke, and it fucking killed. Please send me some more, and I am totally not going to credit you. I don't know if he was joking or not. I don't know if he was joking, but I deleted the email and I didn't respond. Is that an asshole move to do?
I
wasn't sure.
I didn't know
how to read that, because I'm like, I don't want to give you more. I mean, I've told like 5 jokes on TBTL, so it's not like you can't find them.
Right.
But I didn't know how to read that email. I mean, I read it because I'm fucking literate, but I didn't know how to read it, like the meaning
right.
behind it.
I don't know what I would feel about that. It sounds like he was giving you praise, mm-hmm. You know. Maybe he was. See, this is the problem that I have with emails too, and this kind of goes back to what we were talking about during the break.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know. I write emails like a fifth grader. Like, I don't know if you could tell when I was emailing you to come on this show. Like, I'm very neurotic too. So when like I want to make sure that shit is happening, mm-hmm. and it's going with schedule. Mm-hmm. So, like, I thought I might actually turn you off from coming on the show because I emailed you, like, 50 times.
No, yeah, you're good. You're
okay,
good.
Okay, good.
Your emails are like a sixth grader, by the way. Right. Give yourself some credit. Give yourself some credit.
So I've upgraded one grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know, man, because it's really hard to, like, write an email if you don't know the person, like, being sarcastic.
Right.
You know, because I'm a pretty sarcastic person, mm-hmm. you know, and I always try to, you know, put in a little bit of sarcasm, and maybe I just need to stop doing that because
because no one replies right, to your emails.
Right. Like you, they read it because they're literate, and then they just delete it.
Yeah, you know? Well, I actually responded to you because you sounded like a cool dude.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
Like a cool sixth grader.
And I was like, you're like, cool. How old is this kid?
Where's John? What's his name? John Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator? Ooh, this person sounds like a fucking sixth grader. I'm going to email this person back. A sixth grader has a podcast? I'm fucking in.
Dude, I am totally doing that podcast, and I'm swearing in front of his parents.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'll put something in his butt.
You know what? That's a perfect spot to end the show, Sean DeTore, putting something in a kid's butt. So
I want to keep going. No, thank you. No, it's been great. It's been really fun, Aaron.
Well, it's been a lot of fun having you on, and I really appreciate you responding to my fifth grade or sixth grade email.
Well, you sounded sexy. To come on.
The way I wrote. It was all in Comic Sans.
I
so,
imagined
yeah,
you
yeah,
typing it out.
Right, right. It was in. Do they make a like?
It was in pedophile font.
Pedophile font.
Yeah.
In bold, 10-point. Yeah. 10-point pedophile. Yeah. But it's been a real pleasure having you over here. I'm glad we could feed you some whiskey and Rohypnol cocktail. And hopefully we can have you back on and hopefully maybe I can come on the mixtape sometime.
Yeah. Totally. I would love to come back on. This was really, really fun.
Well, we've had a great time here with you. And so we can find you on TBTL, tbtl.net, right?
Yes.
We can also find you at the mixtape, mynorthwest.com.
/mixtape. And then every Sunday in Ballard at Snooze Junction, I host a trivia night, which I hope to see you and Maraid there at some point.
I think we're planning on actually going there tomorrow.
Really?
So you're going to get your fill of the Air Raid host.
Very, very cool.
Right.
And
right.
I love how you fill me up.
Anytime, bro. Anytime. And of course, you can find us at airraid.net, air-raid.net. And please send me your emails at aaron@air-raid.net. You can also find us on Stitcher, which we talked about a little bit earlier. Great, great program, great app for your smartphones. I hope you guys have a great week. Boom!